Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 2, Peter has finished his sermon. The last thing he has said is be saved from this perverse or crooked generation. A very Jewish aimed passage. And then in verse 41, then those who gladly received his word were baptized. The word gladly could be a late Greek addition. The earlier Greek manuscripts just say those who received his word. It didn't say that you have to receive it with gladness, although I think you will receive with gladness the word of God. And that day there were added about 3,000 souls. So a couple things worth pointing out, I think, in this verse. First of all, before they were baptized, they received. So baptism was not, even out of the gate, was not considered, just this rite that you went through, this rite of passage of sorts, and that you just did it. Because that was legalism. Legalism was do what the law said to do. There's no such thing as a change of heart. Remember, in the Old Testament, God said you can't change your spots, you know, you can't change your skin, you are who you are, but someday I'll give you a heart that'll change. But in the Old Testament, they didn't have that heart. They had the promise of it someday. With the introduction of the Holy Spirit through the finished work of Christ, we have the possibility of the changed heart. And so when they were baptized, it was not through a legalistic lens of, okay, step one, be baptized. No, baptism was a response to reception. Read it again in verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. So without a reception of the word, baptism was not, I don't know, there wouldn't even have been a need for baptism. And we're going to find later that there were those who were baptized who were just baptized because of what we see come out of their lives a little later in the book of Acts. They were not true believers. They did not really receive the word. They just went through the rite of baptism, which won't work. That's because there's not power in just doing. It's sort of like taking communion, but you just take it because it's a ceremony. I was in a church recently. I was not the guest speaker. I was just in the crowd, and they took communion, and I was all excited. I had my family with me, and I thought, boy, we're going to have a good time. And they handed the elements, and we sat and waited and waited and waited, and then the lights came up, and I looked around, and everyone was done. And there was no ministry of communion. They didn't quote any verses. They didn't pray over it. It was just they handed it out, and maybe in that church everybody's had so much word, everybody just does their own thing. But I thought, and I looked at my family, we're all still sitting there, and we just went ahead and partook communion on our own, but I thought this is how things become a ceremony instead of being done by faith. They just throw them out there, and there's no challenge to faith. And please realize that in the book of Acts, the early church is challenging their audience to faith. It's not just a, here it is, I believe it, boy, I hope you do too. No, it was, here's what it is, here it is, here's who he is, and it's necessary to receive it, not just to do it. I'm afraid that Christianity has become a set of principles that you do in order to make work. And that's not what it's supposed to be. It's not a set of principles that you apply. It's a person that you believe in, and he transforms you and does miracles in your life. It's not, hey, read these verses and go try them in your marriage. It's, hey, meet this man named Jesus and let him become the centerpiece in your marriage. And when these things happen, we see transformation. It was necessary in Acts. I think it's still necessary today. We'll talk a little bit about communion tomorrow because Acts is going to introduce it. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.